This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, the Table of Plenty. Dear friends, for the last 4 weeks, our Gospels taken from the sixth chapter of John have been introducing us to Christ as the bread of life. With each iteration of the message, his invitations, well, they become more imperative. And this Gospel reminds us of the good thing we can never get enough of, the endless feast of love that is life in Christ. Just in case you missed it last week, Jesus lays it out again for us. He says, "I'm the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever." We've grown up with this essential tenet of Christianity. It's a Bible study basic. It's been the grist for countless sermons and homilies. We know the words. But even now, well, do we really get it? Not just a nodding acceptance, but do we actively embrace the real-world implications of a life in and for Christ, centered on Him, nourished by Him? Or is life in Christ something we're going to get around to when we have the time? After all, we have so many obligations. We have mouths to feed, mortgages to pay, credit cards, car payments, tuition, and on and on. And that's just the cash side of the ledger. Demands on our time and emotions, well, they can be even more pressing. So what to do? Do we put Jesus in the queue with all of our other obligations? Or do we drop him in the pit of good intentions that we're going to get to? Well, someday. If we see living in Christ as another obligation, as just one more thing to do, we need some very serious attitude adjustment. You see, living in Christ is not another thing to do. It is the thing to do. It's the only reason we're here. It's all that God expects from us, not results, not contributions, not a quid pro quo deal to do good things for Him so that He'll do good things for us. Whatever the scriptural formulation, the bread of life, the grace of God, a life in Christ, it's a gift outright, a gift of overflowing abundance, not of grudging scarcity. It's a life based on acceptance, not denial. It's the feast of heaven and earth, not a dry, sacrificial fast. A life nourished by the bread of life, well, it transforms the routines and chores of the day into prayer. It takes the dregs of our day and makes them a glorious gift to give back to our loving God. You see, in Christ, we find the focus to see past the constant distractions and the downright disasters that visit every life. Our God, in the form of Jesus Christ, gives Himself to us today and every day to nourish our souls, to give our lives purpose and direction. And that direction is one of hope and joy, knowing that we're on our way home to our loving Father, confident that Christ is with us and in us. My friends, in this week's Gospel, Christ invites us to consume His love, to make it bone and fiber of our being, to keep coming back for more, to purge the toxins of sin and fill ourselves with joy. No wonder His listeners are stunned. Jesus is telling us that our relationship with God, well, it's been completely transformed from one of distant, awe-filled reverence to one of intimate, unconditional, abiding love. In our sins, in our doubts, Jesus invites us to taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Now God has a human face. He's approachable. His love, well, it's consumable, ours for the taking. From the loaves and the fishes right through His ongoing discourse on the bread of life, the sixth chapter of John has a common theme. Trust in God. He loves you, and He'll provide for you, not with the tempting treats you crave, not with the empty confections of self-indulgence, but with the protein-packed, energy-rich bread you need, the life-saving nourishment of redemption. This day, with urgency and immediacy, Christ calls to you and me again, come to the table of plenty. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.